This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Right now in the overnight market, Mark, unfortunately, if you're bullish, you're not getting what you want. We are down on the corn, beans, and wheat. Meal and oil are all under pressure in the night market. We've had one heck of a run here lately, and it feels like maybe a little bit of profit taking coming in. We are midweek, and we do have one of the bigger reports out that the USDA releases on Friday. It's an old crop balance sheet, but more importantly, it's the first look of the new crop balance sheet. In general, we're bracing for what we anticipate to be a little bit negative report, especially on the new crop balance sheet. You're going to see a year-on-year growth in ending stocks. So that may be causing a little bit of profit taking from the bulls who've made some pretty quick money here the last couple days.
So all in all, we're probably going to see everybody squaring away on their positions going into this report, maybe just leading up to it, and it could be kind of the same pattern?
That's what it may be right now. I mean, if you look at the weather forecast, I think it's a little bit more iffy this morning. Put a little bit better chances of rain in the eastern Corn Belt. But if you look at the western part of the Corn Belt, like the QPF model, it does not have a lot of rain for the southern part of Iowa. It doesn't have much rain for the Dakotas, Nebraska, even parts of Minnesota. So, you know, if you look at it, we are going to make progress in certain parts of the country to get this crop planted. We did have some pretty violent storms move through the eastern part of the Corn Belt last night, but it really was kind of hit and miss type of rain.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn down 3.25 at 463.75. July soybeans down 11.5 at 1235 even. July soybean meal down $2.40 at $380.80. July soybean oil down 48 cents at $44.02. Chicago wheat down 6.5 at $6.36.25. Minneapolis wheat down 5.5 at $7.13.5. Kansas City hard red wheat down 8.25 at $6.55.75. July oats down a half cent at $3.99 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up 22 cents at 177.85. May feeder cattle unchanged at 242.15. June lean hogs down 65 cents at 97.67. June pork cutout down 35 cents at 105 even. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.